This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Yes, it is, and yes, today will be a good day. It's Monday, the 12th of September. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Jay Kirshner, who's here to add regalia to our conversation. It's Monday, so if you lose focus at work because you had a long, enjoyable weekend, here's a suggestion from the good news department. You've heard of white noise, right? Do you use white noise to sleep? We sometimes complain about it technically on the radio because there may be something that's mismatched wire-wise, and it creates that right?
Did you get static sound?
Yeah, right. And then
many people use those machines, whether it's straight up white noise or the flowing river or the rain falling.
Yep. Well, now there's brown noise. It could be the key to your concentrating better at work, especially on Mondays. Brown noise. It's kind of an interesting name. This is probably in that new Merriam-Webster dictionary that's pretty useless. So what it is a lower frequency than the white noise. You've heard of brown rice and white rice, right? Brown rice is supposed to be something better for you. Brown noise is supposed to be better because it's less sharp when it's compared to white noise. I suppose, let's see, examples of this in the wild include thunder, crashing waves, and heavy rain. So this is not because it doesn't last. It's like a hit and it's gone, right? And supposedly, according to the experts, whoever the heck they are, brown noise may help reduce distractions while working, help you relax during moments of anxiety, and lull yourself to sleep faster. So how many people do you know who love thunderstorms and love to sleep during a thunder and lightning storm? There are people who love that.
Oh, yeah, most people. I do, except for if it's a really significant thunderstorm and there's a threat of a tornado, then, you know, that changes the game. But just a harmless little thunderstorm, I like it.
All right, the news from Wheel of Fortune is they're changing the puzzle board. They went to the producers of Wheel of Fortune. Who knows where they came up? This program's been on the air for 40 years. Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune have been on. This is the beginning of their 40th season. And Pat Sajak has been on Wheel of Fortune almost since the beginning. You realize that, right? He was a weatherman. I don't remember where he was. He was somehow or other what's his face, put this show together. Now I'm blanking. I'm getting like you. I'm blanking on the name. I can see.
Get that fiber flare going.
Merv Griffin. I was just thinking. I had to bring it back. I was lucky enough to have a Christmas dinner with him one year, and very interesting and very entertaining fellow. Very intriguing, brilliant guy. He came up with...
I was going to say, I bet he told you all kinds of stories.
Oh, yeah, and the story of Wheel of Fortune, and he created these both on a plane ride. Somehow, he just figured it out. He liked to play games. So anyway, and by the way, the family, this has been the most lucrative television enterprise, never mind game show, television enterprise, because these things are so cheap to produce. And the advertising revenues are so high because the shows themselves are so popular, and they maintain their popularity. Look at all of the controversy that was created on social media on who to replace Alex Trebek. There were millions and millions and millions of tweets. So anyway, that's changed. So now they're changing Wheel of Fortune. They went to NASA, and they're using laser technology that was developed by NASA to power the Mars rover. It's called Light Detection and Ranging, LIDAR. The tech allows Vanna White to simply gesture at the screen. She no longer, originally she used to flip the letters
she had
around.
To manually do it.
And then she had, then they made them lights, and she touched the light, and it would light up. Now she's just going to have to go like the queen, poof, move your hands and it will relieve the letters. Oh, wow. This has been, okay. Pat Sajak did, the show went on in 1982. And the two of them, she hosted, along with Pat, the show since it began on ABC in 1982. I thought there was somebody else there at the very beginning. But no, he's been the only host, and she's been the co-host. And she's just as skinny now as she was then. Looks like a good, you ever look at, looks like a good wind would blow her away. Anyway, so this is a classic, and the new puzzle board is supposed to be used as the new season begins.
It's really, like, when you think about what Wheel of Fortune is, it's Hangman. It's that game Hangman where you have a word or a phrase, and you guess the various letters, and it's kind of, it's really astounding how far it has come.
I have, I used to do a game show, radio show in Boston on the station studios were in Fenway Park, and they had, it was the Red Sox station, and they had a lot of sports programmers in the days and in the 80s before there were sports stations. You know, they had a lot of the full service program. The stations had a good news block on in the morning, and then they'd have a general interest talk show late in the morning, and then they'd have other stuff like sports, whatever, the baseball. This station had all of the sports teams at the time. It was called, it was WNTS, News Talk Sports. That's what they did with the station. And so I was hired to do an evening program. I was actually on twice. I did a regular talk show from 6 to 7. Then there was a sports talk show on from 7 to 9. And then I came back from 9 to midnight and did a game show. I had all of the, all these games you're talking about. That's, we had prizes, and it was one of the, it was one of the most fun things that I did, I think, on the radio at that time. This would have been 85, 86. Was when the, I, what I remember more about it is because we had the Red Sox broadcast, and they won the World Series in 1986, and it was mayhem. I went, I had to go down, my assignment, the night that they won, remember, Fenway Park is the Red Sox home stadium. And it's in a part of Boston that's, it's not great. It's an okay part of town. But, so I had to, and in those days they didn't have microphones that were microwave so that you didn't need a cord. So I was given a microphone and told to go down and talk to the man in the street. Well, there were so many, there were hundreds of thousands of drunk men in the street. And I tried to find people who at least were sober enough to have a cogent sentence or two. But it was, and I got attacked, not badly, somebody threw a bottle of beer at me, or they emptied a bottle of beer. I think they didn't throw it, but they emptied a bottle of beer on me. And the, in those, and it was a rainy night to begin with. It was kind of sprinkling. And the microphones at that time weren't grounded, so you could easily get an electric shock if you, if your hands were wet or you were in the wet with a microphone. You could get...
That's so, like, talk about work hazards.
Yeah, right, exactly. Who do I sue when I get electric, electrocuted? Anyway, so how did I get off on that? Why did I start talking about that? It was fun stuff, maybe. I just, I don't know. It's, I was thinking about the way radio stations were put together. That was it. And how different things happened before we got so specific. Anyway, the game show thing was a lot of fun. I enjoyed doing that. Okay, so next up, Oberlin College is in the spotlight. This is perhaps one of the most exclusive schools, non-Ivy League schools in the country. I applied to Oberlin. I applied to five colleges in Ohio: Oberlin, Otterbein, Heidelberg, Wittenberg, and Hiram. And I got accepted at all of them. Oberlin was the most expensive and kind of an elitist place. Heidelberg accepted me first, so that's where I went. But there's a story about Oberlin that will, I remember the origins of the story, so we'll give you the complete story and what happened to Oberlin after they accused the owners of a bakery of being racist. That story's after this.
PaidForByGovernment.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We got it, pal. All right. 18... Oberlin College, not laughing there. They got to cough up $36 million. The damages went to Gibson's Bakery. Following a legal fight, the store owners claimed the school accused them of being racist when 3 students from the school were arrested for shoplifting back in 2016. Decision came from the Ohio Supreme Court. They declined to hear the appeal from Oberlin of the $25 million judgment awarded to Gibson's. They said, "We are disappointed by the court's decision. However, this does not diminish our respect for the law and our integrity." You know, what a load of baloney.
Well, I mean, the school, even there were flyers going around that this bakery was racist, and yeah, there is a long account of racial profiling and discrimination.
At the restaurant, at the bakery?
At the bakery, yes. And yeah, I mean, they went on a tirade of just how awful this bakery is. And the three students
did, or the college?
The school. Yeah, the school. And the 3 students who were arrested, one was arrested for allegedly trying to, for theft, and the other 2 accomplices, in a sense. Yeah. And the one who was arrested was like, "Well, yeah, I had a fake ID and I tried to buy alcohol and they wouldn't let me, and so I tried to steal it." Totally acknowledged everything and said that the only thing that this bakery did was try to stop underage sale.
So how is it that you buy in a bakery, you buy liquor?
Why? It was wine.
Just a side question. Oh, it was wine? Yeah, okay. Anyway, the flyer stated Gibson's was a racist establishment with a long account of racial profiling. They lost, and so that's the end of that, and they'll have to cough up that money. But I think it's a fairly direct warning as to what you say and what the consequences are in things, in circumstances, like whether you say it or you put it in print. Actually, it's better to say it than put it in print, frankly. 21 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and hardly anybody over the age of 50, does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Doug and Jay, and the story of Zac Efron. I don't know why it is that he leaves me cold. I guess there's a little, some people would say that I leave them cold on the radio. I don't understand why people listen to that guy, or maybe Jay or whomever.
He's nice to look at.
Yeah, I'm nice to look at, or he's nice to look at?
You know what, both of you.
Ah! Zac Efron. Yeah, he's the guy that was in the movie that lost his arm, right? Didn't he play the climber that lost his arm? I think he did. Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, he was. There was a movie about a. Yeah, he was in Baywatch with the Rock. I remember that. Mm-hmm. But he also, I think, he played the guy that lost his arm.
Oh, the climber one. Dave Franco. That was Dave Franco.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I confused the two of them, as a matter of fact. Which is interesting, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. All right, Doug, don't give the whole story away. Stand by for the real story about Zac Efron after this.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose. I hear better than I ever thought possible. And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Oh, what's going on?
What is going on? Zac Efron has agoraphobia, and so he just doesn't go out. So how do you how are you an actor and have agoraphobia if you don't go up?
Well, it's big crowds. Big role. Look at Donny Osmond has been candid about his experience with agoraphobia, and he goes out and performs in front of a whole bunch of people.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, and Kim Basinger has talked about it, how she just really doesn't leave her house. But yeah, he said that whenever he's in large groups, it triggers the anxiety, so he just tries to not go out and do too much. And they probably keep the set somewhat closed whenever he's doing filming. And he's been doing a whole lot of indie filming, I feel like, recently, too.
Yeah. Well, he stays in shape, and that requires eating right. He talked about that.
He said how his Baywatch days, when he was doing that film, that kind of messed him up because it was just the body type he did was not attainable. It was not healthy. It was very unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
He basically was just eating the same meals all the time to build the muscle, no water, taking a whole bunch of diuretics, and that the diuretics potentially caused some lasting issues with not only physically but mentally.
Never good to go down that hard road. The Rock does it, but I think I don't know if he follows it. Everybody's got their own routine, kind of. So anyway, agoraphobia is a very difficult thing, it seems to me, to deal with, and it's not like I wouldn't make fun of him for any reason. He doesn't appeal to me as an actor, but he tells a good story, and people can learn from his story about his agoraphobia, and that's the bottom line here. 28 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
9/11 ceremonies took place Sunday across America. President Biden speaking at a ceremony at the Pentagon.
All the families and loved ones who still feel the ache, that missing piece of your soul, I'm honored to be here with you once more.
Around the world, soaring borrowing costs are squeezing home buyers and property owners alike. Numbers are showing buyers are pulling back as central banks raise interest rates at the fastest pace in decades, sending house prices falling. Meanwhile, millions of people who borrowed cheaply to purchase homes during the pandemic face higher payments as variable rates adjust. Week 1 of the NFL season closes tonight after the Seahawks play Denver in Colorado for Monday Night Football. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
The story this week of a mother who was hospitalized with pretty serious injuries after she fought off a tiger that was trying to take her 15-month-old baby. The tiger pounced from the bushes. I mean, this is like a movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the tiger was trying to take the child and drag it into the woods, and the mom fights a tiger off with her bare hands.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
34 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, and James is at the controls, James Collins in Dallas, joining me in the studio. Is my new grandson, Jasper, who's about almost 11 months old. What do you think? He's looking around and discovering things. Like we've given him the cowbell. My son, Brendan, who is Jasper's father, is here in the studio. He's not a stranger to being on the radio, though. Do you remember how old you were when you first were on the air? You don't shake your head. This is a radio program.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I would have to say maybe seven.
Really? Was it seven?
Seven or eight?
Yeah, really?
Well, at that age, you were doing the random like weekend stuff and picking up slots at
Is that so, Jasper? You think so?
Was it KOX? What was
it? Was it KOX? Yeah, I was in KOX. Yeah. Right. Okay. What? What do you think? Huh? So, Jay, say hi to Jasper. Jay, hi to Jay. I don't think you've met Brendan.
I Yes, in L.A.
Because of the dinner.
Yeah, that's May.
Right. Yeah. At the awards in May. All right, so Jasper's fascinated with the microphone, and that means
he
may end up on the floor, because most everything he grabs. But he's very expressive about things, and he has a lot to say about a lot of things, right? Huh? What? What else do you have to say? Right into that microphone, that's it. Before it gets knocked on the floor.
Give us your thoughts on the breaking news stories of the day.
Yeah. What do you think about the Queen dying? Huh? You think that's... Right? Who would you vote for president? Let's see, who else? What about an electric car? You want an electric car? Huh?
Only if they fix the grid.
Spoken like a true Californian. Actually, I have a way to fix... This is something that has just become a factor in how people decide whether to get electric car or new tires. Remember the other day, Jay, we were talking, was it Thursday, I think, we had this new rubber tree that's come along. It has
one of the deserts. What was it, the Chihuahuan Desert?
Yeah, right, yeah. So the new kind of rubber will be much better. One of the problems with the emissions or what comes from using a car are the things that come from the tires, the rubber and the stuff that gets left on the road and that sort of thing. Jasper, what do you think about that? You want to make sure you drive a car with the new rubber? You should see him, Jay. He's got his hands on the... Yeah, right. On the microphone.
That grunt said everything, buddy.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he's very interested in what's going on. And his father has a beard from time to time, and he loves yanking on that. He has a good time with it. Yeah, really? Uh-huh. We've had some really good conversations the last couple of days since they've been here.
A little one-sided. Jasper tends to dominate most of the chat.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah. He's good at chatting, and he always has something to say. Now he's taking Brendan's headset off. Very interesting. He's always taking my glasses off. There go the headsets. All right. So Jasper's going to take a trip up to Maine today to see what's going on the seacoast. We'll be back in a couple of days. Right? You're going to wave bye to me? Wave bye? All right, now he's going to take the cowbell. You want to take that downstairs? What kind of damage? There you go. You can take the cowbell. All right, jazz man. See
right,
you later.
Right in the mouth.
All right, that's it. That's where everything goes, right to your mouth. All right, there he is. His initial inauguration on the radio.
Back to work, Dudley.
Right, exactly. See you later, little boy. All right, there, that's that.
Well, and with you asking Brendan the question and him shaking his head no instead of answering it, how many times has he probably been told, like, I'm on the air, you have to be quiet or keep quiet, don't say anything? So he just kind of like,
well, Brendan,
it automatically went into there.
Yeah, well.
The mic's hot. I'm not allowed to talk.
Yeah, right. That's it. So this business about eco-friendly tires, though, is something that is very intriguing. As you know, I'm not a fan of electric cars for the reason Brendan just said. There's no electric backup. If we get inundated with cars that are electrically powered and the grid goes down, we're going to have massive confusion and chaos on the roads. That's just nobody's thinking about
and
that.
And even prior to the grid going down, every year, multiple times a year, it seems that there is very high heat in Southern California, and people are being told to not use their ACs, and most recently, not to charge your electric vehicles or any large items that might take up a lot of power. Well, then what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, you're supposed to do what they say and not what they do. You know that old expression, do as
walk.
I do. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Do as
walk
they say,
to
not
work.
As they do.
Take a bike. That's the most friendly you could be to the ecology, right? Ride a bike. Walk.
Mm-hmm.
All these parents, you know, this sends me nuts to the nutty bin. When I go by a school, when school is getting out, and there are 100 cars sitting outside with the engines running to keep the air conditioning running or the heat on. Do you realize how unfriendly that is, all those of you? Why do you go to school to pick up your son or your daughter? They can't walk home? They can't ride a bike home? What are you going?
Depending where you live, some places
they didn't even allow cars.
Or when there's not sidewalks.
When I was a kid, here we go. When I was a youngster, there's Jasper having something to say about that. You couldn't bring a car to school, and the parents couldn't drop you off. You're either on the school bus, or you're walking or riding a bike. That's it. And so now we have all of this stuff. So meanwhile, to the basic thread of the conversation about Bridgestone, the manufacturer, tire manufacturer, they're using a shrub, the one that we're talking about. I don't know if we learned how to pronounce it or not. Was it Guayu or something like that? It's something you can't pronounce. But anyway, they're thinking of making the entire tire now and going into the business. You know how the plastic stuff is recyclable? There is, when you have a tire that's gone, they have to pay the tire store or wherever you get the tire, the auto dealership, they have to pay $5 a tire to have them taken away. They get ground up, and they're used for lots of different things. They use them in what's left over in linoleum. They use it for shrubs instead of you have regular the kind of what do they call the stuff that you mulch, the mulch. Instead of mulching with the tree remains, you mulch with the rubber stuff. But it never goes away, and it may not be that great for the soil, but it looks good. So a lot of people, oh, this looks great, and it stays looking good without thinking about what the performance is going to be down the road. Well, anyway, so now what Bridgestone is doing, they've invested $100 million in research to find the best way to harvest these plants and to use them in tire production by taking old tires, grinding them up, and mixing it with these rubber, with the new rubber stuff that comes from these new trees. So this is a double whammy. You use the tires over again. You melt them down like they do with car parts, right? That's what they do with the old cars, become new cars, because that's what happens. The old cars get some of the stuff. Well, a lot of it goes to Turkey for re-rod, but some of it gets used again, put back into metal so that, you know, the cars are recycled. There are a lot of recyclable things. I think this renewable tire thing, Bridgestone says by 2050, we'll have tires that are old but new again. And so there you go. How about that for a good idea?
Talk about reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah, right. We have shown, the guy who came up with this idea says, we've shown that it actually gives us similar or better performance without having to use all of the old, you know, they use the old stuff, but mix it with this rubber so they get another. It's sort of like the idea of retreading. You know what retreading tires is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can do that. A lot of people don't like using them. Used to be used in the old bias ply tires. I remember we had rear tires on the cars. My father would buy retreads. I remember when I was in the bus business, I used retreads on the rear of the buses. I have trucks on the farm now. Those are all retreaded tires on the rear. Yep, so it's a recycling. It's a reworking, reusing. Not a bad idea. Speaking of good ideas, here's one from Calitrin. Those of you who have decided it's time to march your way to good health, get your waistline to the optimum place, to the right number. And so to do that, you go to their website, toploss.com. Help yourself to all the information that's there, including the formula, the stories from people who have used it and made it the number one choice for healthy weight loss. That, again, is toploss.com. There are always radio specials that are going on. The BOGO sale right now, buy as many as you want and get another the same amount, whether it's 3 or 30. You pay for one and you get one free. And that's unlimited now. This is safe for your entire everybody, no matter what their age and what their weight. You lose weight. The science of it is explained on their website, which I found very helpful the first time I read it, how healthy weight loss is so important. Losing weight is important, but doing it in a healthy way is more important. And the time-tested ingredients for healthy weight loss are all the major components of Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I hope I've convinced you to check out things at their website. When you decide to buy, use the code Doug for free shipping and all of the unlimited deals that we've talked about. Toploss.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Let's see if I can get all these water stories in the 3 minutes that we have here. First of all, the Olympic Committee has reversed a ban on swim caps designed for black hair.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they kind of have like a
black
different shape.
People that are black, is that what we're talking about here?
Mm-hmm. Yep, persons of color, there is a difference in the hair texture. And the approved normal swim caps were really, they didn't fit them. And it did not fit what was supposed to be... Yeah. I'm trying to think of the word, because I don't want to say, like, prejudice, because I feel like we throw that word around so often.
Yeah.
But it kind of was, in a sense, so they're calling it out.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so they fixed that.
Specifically for black hair.
Here also, from the water, a man helped to rescue a 77-year-old woman who was attacked by an alligator out in the pond in the retirement community. When are we going to see? Apparently, the gator turned around after... He started shouting and screaming. He was after this 77-year-old woman, and the guy came out, started yelling at the alligator, and went right back to the water.
Mm-hmm.
So good news for Kathleen Martyr, who was strolling around and could have been easily the target for this alligator's dinner. We've seen a lot of that lately, haven't we? The alligators and...
Seems like alligators and sharks.
Yep.
Bull sharks,
okay.
Actually.
The big glacier in Antarctica, referred to as the Doomsday Glacier, may be shrinking faster than expected. A large glacier there, there are a couple of them at risk of melting faster than previously expected. I don't know, do we think this is a scare, or is this the nature, the journal Nature Geoscience has reported in this week's issue about the Doomsday Glacier moving at 1.3 miles per year. And it's been moving for 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, doesn't look like it's going down. At least it won't be going down this month anyway. It's 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, some of the themes that we play here from movies or television programs are innocuous or easy to remember, one or the other. Oftentimes, some people, you know, it just depends on your age, I guess, and experience. I recognize this immediately as the theme from the television show Taxi, which was around for quite a long time. There's Chucker with the reason we're playing Taxi.
This day in TV history, September 12, 1978, Taxi, I think one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, premieres on ABC. It runs from 78 to 82. It got canceled by ABC. Its viewership started to decline, and then NBC picked it up, and it ran from 82 to one more year to 83. So I guess it ran for five seasons. Judd Hirsch, Danny DeVito, Tony Danza, Mary Lou Henner, Christopher Lloyd, Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
What a great cast.
Great cast.
Jeff Conaway.
Yep. Yep. Fabulous cast. Yep. Okay, so what do we have to say about the weekend box office totals, and were there any dramatic surprises?
Nothing really. I mean, here's the deal. Not a lot of product in the marketplace. A horror film opened. Barbarian did $10 million in business. Everything underneath it did $4.4 million or less, so not really worth talking about it. Obviously, Doug, theater chains need more product. And I guess one of the stories I didn't touch on Friday was Cineworld, which owns Regal, acquired, I think, $745 million in a stock offering or a private, some sort of investor deal.
Really?
To stabilize their business model, although they do have reportedly $1.2 billion in debt and are shielded in some form of bankruptcy. But at the end of the day, this is just off the top of my head. I think this year there have been 22 wide releases, meaning more than a movie playing on more than 2,000 screens. Post COVID, which is 2019, it was over 4,000. So that is a discrepancy of what theater owners need. They need 4,000 plus titles playing wide or more a year, not 2,000. Even though movies like Top Gun Maverick and Spider-Man No Way Home and a lot of films have done well, mm-hmm. but they need more film. They need twice as many movies in the marketplace for theaters to sustain what model they had.
You mean twice as many in the theater? In the theaters
in
as
the
they
theater.
Have now. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
what's called
that
wide
makes
release,
sense.
2,000 screens.
So are these selfish so-and-sos that run these big studios going to heed that and not cut off their nose to spite their face, even though they can make more money on streaming because they get all the money, the theaters get half, but people like me don't want to watch streaming movies. I'll watch it maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a COVID issue anymore. I mean,
no.
I was at my local college football game on Saturday night, East Stroudsburg University, and the place was packed, and that was the biggest crowd that I've seen in 2 years. So, I mean, I don't think it's an issue where the studio system is nervous of people going to the movies. It's just they took a wheel which turned forward for 100 plus years. They spun it backwards. They got people preconditioned to watching more streaming. Some people, I would say, 10 or 15, maybe 20%, maybe will never go back to movie theaters because they're fine sitting on the couch watching movies on streaming.
Lazy.
But they need to spin the wheel forward and get theaters right. You know, $750 million sounds like a lot of money, but the reality is if they don't produce more content, they'll burn through that movie, that money. They'll burn through it sooner than later. And, you know, that's right. Just the way it is.
All right. So there's a lot of stuff coming out about the production of the new Knives Out mystery.
Yeah, they screened it at one of the film festivals, the Toronto International Film Festival. And it got really good notices. A lot of people said it was bigger, more inventive than the original film. Now, they are cutting some sort of deal with theaters, Netflix. It will play in theaters in November and then December go to Netflix. I guess the discrepancy in the negotiation was how much advertising dollar Netflix would throw into it to promote the film. Most major movies of this weight get a $40 to $50 million overall.
Yeah.
Time marketing.
Yeah.
If they're just going to throw a couple million into it, or just say, "Hey, that's not our problem. We're a Netflix streaming company." You know, will people still discover it? I mean, I think they will. I think they will. But we'll see how that plays out. But they need movies like that to play in.
More on that. I want to talk more about that tomorrow. Chucker here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.